Bezras Hashem, today's daf is Samach in Meseches Pesachim. I record this in a airport going back from Greece to Eretz Yisrael. As those of you who've listened in the past know that my brother-in-law Meir Tzemach ben Malka Esther had a heart attack on a trip to Eretz Yisrael and is recovering. The story of it, the miracle, and many musarim I think I will discuss with the Talmidim in the 10-minute musar, 10-minute chasidus. But suffice to say, as we mentioned yesterday, the Daf Yomi keeps on marching along, and Bezer Hashem, it should be a zechus refuah shalema for him. I mentioned in the past also that he is one of the people that's been instrumental in uploading the shiurim. So in many ways, many of you should have a big hakar satov to him, and your learning should be a schus for him as well. Baruch Hashem, he's recovering slowly, and Bezer Hashem, we hope that he'll be in Eretz Yisrael, checked out by a cardiologist, and then clear to go back to the United States. Let's begin this giving an outline of our daf. Our daf is going to discuss, based on the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis, the requirement of Lishma by a Karban Pesach, that the Karban Pesach has to be brought with the intent that it be a Karban Pesach, as opposed to Shelo Lishma, Rashi says, would be if it would be brought with the intention that it's a Karban Shlamim. And the Gemara will analyze the different moments in which Lishma will passel the Karban. This will take us through Samach Amar Aleph. Gemara will weigh the possibilities, what happens if the Shechita is done, not Lishma, but the Zrika was done Lishma, or vice versa. Many of these will be tested and compared to Sugyas in Zvachim. On Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss the opposite phenomenon. The halacha is that something that was designated as a Karban Pesach, if it is brought during the rest of the year, it can serve as a Karban Shlamim. What happens if you had intention that it is a Karban Pesach, or vice versa, you had intention that is a Karban Shlamim, when originally was supposed to be a Karban Pesach? That will be discussed on Amud Beis. And the concept of Pesach Sheshachtu B'Shar Yomos HaShana will be the topic of the entire Amud Beis. Let's Bezer Hashem begin the Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom on the Testament Beis. HaPesach Sheshachtu Shelo Lishma. If you have a Karban Pesach that was slaughtered Shelo Lishma, we mentioned that Rashi writes that that means that it was slaughtered with the intention for it to be a Karban Shlamim. V'kibol V'halach V'zarek Shelo Lishma. And the Kabbalah and the Holach and the Zrika was also done Shaloi Lishma. Oi Lishmai Vishaloi Lishmai. Another possibility the Mishnah discusses is if part of it was brought Lishma and part of it was not born Lishma. Rashi immediately clues us on to what the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time analyzing, and that is when this line of the Mishnah says Lishmai Vishaloi Lishmai, does it mean that there was a machshava of lishma v'shelo lishma on one avoida, or does it mean one avoida was lishma and one avoida was shelo lishma? We will get to that in the Gemara. Or the inverse, continues the Mishnah. Ay shelo lishma v'lishma. Possible in such a case, it would be possible. Keitzah lishma v'shelo lishma. What exactly does it mean lishma v'shelo lishma? In other words, what defines something lishma v'shelo lishma? L'shem Pesach l'shem shlamim. That is l'shmai v'shalai l'shmai. If it starts off l'shem Pesach, and then his intention is l'shlamim, shalai l'shmai l'shmai l'shem shlamim u'l'shem Pesach. That is straightforward, that shalai l'shmai would be thinking of a shlamim, the Kohen. That is, when he does the avod, is thinking of the shlamim. Any of the four avodas that the Gemara will elaborate on, and I will simplify it and talk about any of the four avodas, the shechita, the Kabbalah, the Holacha, and the Zrika, the slaughtering, the accepting of the blood and walking it to the Mizbeach and the sprinkling of it on the Mizbeach. Those are the avodos that could become possible with Lishma v'shelo Lishma. Now the Gemara asks Rav Papa's shayla that Rashi alluded to before. Four lines to the bottom of the Testament. Based by Rav Papa, b'avoida achatz tanan oy b'shtei avoidas tanan. Is our Mishnah talking about Lishma v'shelo Lishma within one avoida? Let's say the most important avoda is the Zrika. So let's say the Zrika was done Lishma v'shelo Lishma. In other words, part of the Zrika he thought that he was doing Lishem Pesach, and then he thought he was doing l'shlamim, or we're talking about two avoides. For example, he thought in the shechita that he was doing it l'shem Pesach, and then when he did the zrika, he thought that he was doing it l'shem shlamim. The Gemara answers, we're talking about one avoda, and we're following the opinion of Reb Yosi. The Amar Af Begvar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. Because we take into account even, if you will, the end of a person's sentence, not only the opening part of his sentence, and that is the most critical, according to Rabbi Yossi. So then, in such a case, even if he started off Lishmoy, but if he ended off Shaloy Lishmo, so then in such a case, it's going to be a problem. D. Rabbi Meir, because if we were following the opinion of Rabbi Meir, here we have a fundamental machlokes from Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Ha'omar, tofas loshen rishon. Rabbi Meir says you only look at the first part of his sentence, and since you only look at the first part of his sentence, then the second half of the Shaloi Lishma will not be significant. The noise in the background you heard was the announcement to get on the plane. Now, Baruch Hashem, I've returned to Arzenu Akdosha, and I'm in a cab returning to Ramat Beit Shemesh, and at that moment, we turn to Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Odilma b'shtei avodas tanan. Or you could say, we're talking about where Lashma was one avoida and Shaloi Lashma was another avoida. Va'afilu Rabbi Meir damar tafas l'sharishin. Then the Shaila would apply, even according to Meir, it says tafas l'sharishin, even though the first avoida was Lashma, the second avoida, which was entirely a separate avoida, and for that matter as well, ki'ilu amira, so then in such a case, then according to Rabbi Meir, the second avoida could passel. The only time he would say that you say tafas l'sharishin is when you have one avoida. So then you ignore what comes afterwards. You ignore the gemara. But if there are two avoidas, then Rabbi Meir would be moided that it's possible. Amri says the gemara ahaya. In what type of case are we talking about? If we're going to say it's talking about a case of when it was first Shaloi Lishma and then Lishma, Bein Bevoida Achas, Bein Bashtei Avoidas, Bein LeRabbi Meir, Bein LeRabbi Yosi, If Salei Mikamaisa, it wouldn't be a question, because according to all of them, whether we hold Tavos Rishon or not, which the Machlokes were Meir Rabbi Yosi, either way, the first Avoida was Paisel. The other Rabbi Yosi, and if you're going to argue, as the Mefarshim explained, that Rabbi Yosi only looks at Gemara Dvarav, that's not true. The Rabbi Yosi Nami Af Be Gemara Dvarav Adam Nitfas. He said takes also the second half into account, but of course the first he takes into account as well. So Af Be Gemara Dvarav Adam Nitfas Nami. So he holds that Ela Alishmoi Vishloi Lishmoi Mai. But the Shaila that was presented Rav Papa was, as we had presented earlier, was a case of Lishmoi and Shaloi Lishma. So now the Gemara attempts to be Paishet Rav Papa Shaila. Toshma, I come in here, I'll bring you a riot. HaPesach Sheshachtu Shaloi Lishma. Karim Pesach was Shechted Geshachtin Shaloi Lishma. V'kibo V'halach V'zarak Shaloi Lishma. In our Mishnah, we had learned a case where both the Karim Pesach Shechita was Shaloi Lishma, as well as the Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. Analyzes the Gemara. What are we talking about? Inema Kediktani, if you're going to say simply like we had learned, and the simple reading of the Mishnah, that it was a case that all of the Avodas were Shaloi Lishma, Lama Liyad Mechashav Lekulu. Why do you need to take into account the rest? Mikamaisi of Salei. The moment it was Shaloi Lishma in the beginning, it should be possible. The moment the Shechita is Shaloi Lishma, then it should mess everything up. Elalav, it must be that that is not understanding. Hachiktani, this is what the Mishnah means to say. HaPesach sheshchachto Shaloi Lishma, if the Pesach was geshacht in Shaloi Lishma, inami shachto Lishma v'kiba v'alach v'zarek Shaloi Lishma. Or another case, that the Shechita was Lishma, but the other Avoidas were not Lishma, the later Avoidas were not Mishma. Inam Yorel Shachta V'kibla V'alach Lishma, everything was Lishma, the first three Avoidas, V'zarek Shaloi Lishma, Dehavilo Shtei Avoidas. So then in such a case, the Gemara continues to analyze to get to the Raya. Ema Seifa, what are we going to do with the Seifa? Lishmoi V'shaloi Lishmoi. So the Seifa gave us a case of where is Lishmoi V'shaloi Lishmoi. Hechidami. Inem B'shtei Avoidas. If we're going to say that one Avoid is Lishma, the other is Shaloi Lishma. Hainu Reisha. We just got through saying that was the case of the Reisha. We couldn't make sense of the Reisha. It seemed superfluous unless we were going to say that it was talking about two different Avoidas, one Lishma, but one then Shaloi Lishma. So then it's the exact same case. So it can't be that. It must be that the safest, when it says Lishma Vishaloi Lishma, is talking about Avoid Achas. Reb Yosi. And the Chiddush is that we're going to go according to Reb Yosi. We seem to be following here Reb Yosi. Damar Af B'Gmar Adav B'Gmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas, that we look at the end words. Because according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Tafas Lashon Rishon, so then in such a case,
the first avoida was lishma, and it shouldn't be a problem. Must be that only it'll be a problem because we say af bigmar advar of adam nitvis, and it'll be a raya to Reb Yais. He says gemar loy lo adam b'shtei avoidas. No, really, we could learn that the seifa is also two avoidas. Then the seifa is repetitious. For reisha dekoy b'shchita, the reisha was talking about a case of shchita. V'kamechashe b'shchita. In the reisha, we're talking about where during the shchita he has a machsheves psul inami, or else koi bizrika v'kamechashe bizrika, or he has a machsheves psul in the zrika seifa. But the seifa is talking about a different type of case. Even though we're talking about two avoidas, koi b'shchita v'kachashe bizrika, when he was involved on the shchita, he was thinking about the zrika. The Omar, and he says in the seifa, harein shechet as a peshach l'shmoi. Shechting the Pesach l'shem Pesach lizroik damai shaloi l'shma, but I'm going to zorek the dam shaloi l'shma. V'kamash melon, and the chiddush is the mechashvin me'avoida l'avoida, that the machshava could go from one avoida to the next. I knew the boy the Rav Papa, and that is what Rav Papa had asked. And here we're not referring to Rav Papa that we had learned in the beginning of our sugya, but we're referring to Rav Papa in Zvachim on Daf Yud, who has this shaila of mechashvim machshavas psul me'avoida l'avoida. Now the Gemara goes back to the original shaila of Rav Papa, the shaila that we had of Rav Papa in the beginning of our Gemara. Were we talking about lishma v'shaloi lishma on one avoida or two different avoidas? So we pushed away our first raya, and now we're going to try another one. We learned in the seifa, oyle shaloi lishma v'lishma pasul. If it's done shaloi lishma and then lishma, it's pasul hechidam. Inem b'shte avoidas. If we're talking about two avoidas, hashad lishma v'shaloi lishma amir pasul. Shaloi lishma v'lishma b'bayi. Once we say lishma v'shalai lishma is going to be pasul, certainly shalai lishma v'lishma is going to be pasul. Remember above that we said everybody holds tafas lashon rishon. Rabbi Yossi just says af bigmar dvarav nitvas, but certainly if you start with shalai lishma, that should be problematic. El alav b'avoida achas, must be that we're talking about one avoida, and the chiddush here is that one avoida shalai lishma with a lishma will also pasul, even though in that avoida there was also a lishma. But if the seifa is talking about avoid achas, reishinami b'avoid achas. That means the first case, not only shaloi lishmai v'lishma, but also lishmai v'shaloi lishmai is also b'avoid achas. If that's so then we've got a raya to Rabbi Yossi, because we see that we take into account that the second avoida, the gemar dvarav, could be paisel. Says gemar loy lo'ilam b'shtei avoidas. Really, we're talking about there were two different avoidas. Dinu d'lo yitzrichle. And really, as we had mentioned above, then the seifa is superfluous. Once it mentions one, it mentions the other, but we're talking about two different avodas. Because really, there's no need to repeat the idea that if you have any of the avodas, it's going to be pasul. Once we know that one of them is pasul, if they're separate avodas, we would know for sure that they're going to be pasul. But according to Rebbe Meir, once it mentioned lishmai v'shaloi lishmai, it mentions shaloi lishmai v'lishmai. The Gemara continues to try to tap into this machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir to try to bring rayas. Shachatu shaloi la'achlav, the Gemara tries another raya. We learned in a Mishnah, which is actually going to be the Mishnah for tomorrow's daf. Shachatu shaloi la'achlav v'shaloi lemnuyev. If the fellow does shchita for people who are not included in the chabura of the Karban Pesach, or for someone who wasn't appointed as part of the Karban Pesach, la'arelim ulatmeim, if he had in mind arelim or tmeim pasul, then the halacha is that the karban is going to be pasul. That is an example of a machsheves psul that he has a wrong bialim in mind. Hacha analyzes the gemara pshita b'avoida achas. It has to be talking about where there was one avoida. Umi the seifa b'avoida achas. Now, if daf samach aleph is talking about one avoida, reishanami b'avoida achas. So daf nuntes is probably also talking about one avoida. That's so. We have again a raya for Rabbi Yossi that even though seif dvarav is the only thing that's lishma, nevertheless that will be paisel. Says gemara mida irya hakidisa hakidisa. No, each one of the mishnayos are talking about different things. Seifa b'avoid achas is true that the seifa could only be read about the case of Shaloi la'achlav, shaloi l'mnuyi v'zavoyda achas. Reisha, the reisha is divided, ibavoyda achas, ibishte avoydas. Some could be talking about one avoyda, and some could be talking about two avoydas. So still, we don't have a braya in the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir. Tashma, what about another part of the Mishnah on Samech Aleph? La'achlav, v'shaloi la'achlav, kosher. If he has in mind that do it both for people who were included in the Chabur of the Karban Pesach and those who are not included. It's kosher. Hechidam, inem b'shtei avoidas. If we're talking about that, it was two separate avoidas. V'taymo d'choshe b'zrika, d'ei machsheves eichlem b'zrika. It could be when it comes to the halachas of Karban Pesach, Rashi explains in Dibra HaMaskel, v'taymo, that the machsheves, psul, is not going to be poisel in zrika, but dafka when it comes to shchita. Rashi says refers to shchita, so the shaloi lemnuyav won't passel during zrika, as long as he had the appropriate ocholim b'shas shchita. Aba avoid achas, but what about if it will be one avoid? That kigoyim b'shchita, that in the shchita he thought about the oichlov and the shaloi leichlov, kigoyim b'shchita mahani ba machsheves ocholim passel. Then in such a case, it would be possible. But that can't be. V'kaimelon miktsas eichlin loy pasla. If you have a kavana of miktsas eichlin, if you think of Reuven and Yosef, and Reuven is included and Yosef is not, that's not enough to be possible because you thought about Reuven. El olav b'avoyda achas. It must be that we're talking about it was in one avoyda. Then the reisha is coming to tell us b'avoyda achas. It's kosher. It's coming to tell us the halacha mikzas eichlin loy pasla. Umid the seifa b'avoyda achas. So then, if the seifa is talking about, in other words, daf samach is talking about avoyda achas, reisha nami avoyda achas. The reisha is also talking about avoyda achas. And again, we see lishmo v'shelo lishmo going to be possible avoyda achas. Again, a raya according to Rabbi Yosi. Says the Gemara the same response. Mi di ir yahakidis of hakidis a seifa b'avoyda achas. Reisha oy b'avoyda achas oy b'shtei avoydas. You'll have to learn that the reisha and the seifa are not talking about the exact same cases according to Rabbi Meir. Now we begin a similar train of thought with a different type of instance. The Gemara continues 5 lines on the top on Samech Aleph Beis. Ibaylu pesach sheshchachto b'shar yimos hashana lishmoi v'sholoi lishmoi. You have a carbon pesach that was slaughtered during the rest of the year, and on the one hand it was slaughtered l'shem Pesach, on the other hand it was also slaughtered l'shem Shlam. As we mentioned in our introduction, we need to know a little bit about the halachas of Karban Pesach, something that was designated as a Karban Pesach, but now is being brought during the rest of the year, for whatever reason, let's say it got lost. And then, mistakenly, it was brought up as a Karban. And the halacha might change of whether the intention of the Kohen was to bring it as a Shlamim or as a Karban Pesach in its wrong time. The Gemara in the first perek of Zvachim tells us that if a person took this Karban Pesach and intended to bring the Karban Pesach in the middle of Iyar, so then that would be entirely possible. If, however, the individual intended to bring it as a Shlamim, then the halacha would be that it's kosher. Here we've got a confluence. On the one hand, it's lishmo, and also shlo lishmo. Mahu mi asi shlo lishmo umapik lemi de lishmoi umachshir. Here, paradoxically, of course, when it's shlo lishmo, it's going to be kosher. Does the shlo lishmo undermine the lishmo, make it kosher, oiloi or not? Gasa Rav Dimi Amar Amrisa lishmaisa kamei to Rabbi Yirmiyah. I asked this question from Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ho v'lishmoi machshira bizmanei. Since lishma is machshir bizman karban pesach, right? On yudalid, you need to bring lishma for it to be kosher. Any other time, in the middle of Iyar, it's the opposite. Shaloi lishma machshirat, shaloi bizmani. And now, here comes the logic. Ma lishma machshir bizmani, ein moitziyah midei shaloi lishma. Just like we learned in our Mishnah, that even if you have it lishma, but if it's also shaloi lishma, it can't remove the problem of shaloi lishma. Shaloi lishma tarfs it up. It makes it treif. It passels. It undermines even the lishma. Af shaloi lishma, hamachshir shaloi bizmanoi, so to shaloi lishma, that is machshirit, a mitzi midei lishma upasel. Certainly can't take it out of lishma and make it passel. V'amarli, and Rabbi Yirmiyah responded. Rabbi Yirmiyah always is brilliant in these nuanced shailas. Loi. No, it's not a good right. Im amrit b'shaloi lishmoi. When it comes to shaloi lishmoi, shekein noig b'chol hazvachim, it has the power to mess up every zvevach.
Toimer b'lishmoi, in contrast to lishmoi, shekeine eina noyeg b'kol azvachim, elo b'pesach bilvad. Lishmoi is a special halacha in regards to Karban Pesach. What is that referring to? The Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph tells us that only Karban Pesach has a problem when it's slaughtered lishma. When is that? Shaloi dizmanoi, in the middle of Iyar. Therefore, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, you can't bring a raya from the fact lishmoi doesn't have the ability to transform a shaloi lishmoi, because lishma by Karban Pesach is a unique problem. Lishmoi is a unique problem specifically when it comes to Karban Pesach. So I understand that shaloi lishmoi cannot be mevutal al yidei lishmoi, because it's a psul, shaloi lishmoi is a psul in all kachim. However, in the other direction, say that shaloi lishmoi should not be able to undermine lishmoi. No, lishmoi is weaker because it's only noyeg by Pesach. This is a difficult logical argument, which one needs to spend time on. There are questions that the Rishonim ask on this. The Maharsha is quoted as discussing this, but we will leave it for Daf Yomi Pshat as is. My Havala asks the Gemara, what's going to be in the above-mentioned Shaila? Pesach, Sheshachtu B'Shar Yimos Hashmana, L'Shmai V'Shaloi L'Shmai, do we say Shaloi L'Shmai is Mafik Midei L'Shma? Marava, Rava responded, Pesach, Sheshachtu B'Shar Yimos Hashmana, L'Shma V'Shal L'Shma, Kosher. Such a case would be Kosher. Stama L'Shma Koi, because Stam, if a person, the Kohen, who did the Shechita, did not have a particular Kavana, we say it is Lishma. Vafilu achin, despite the fact that stam and lishma, so stam if he's shechting the Karban Pesach, we would say it's lishma. Nevertheless, kishachad le shalol lishma kosher, but if he shechts it shalol lishma, the Karban Pesach, shalol bizmano, it's going to be kosher. So what do we see? Al ma'asi shalol lishma, umapik le mide lishma. The shalol lishma kavana undermines the stam. Kishachad nami lishma, vishalol lishma, asi shalol lishma, umapik le Midei Lishma. We see Shalol Lishma so powerful that it could undermine a previous status of Stam. So too, the Gemara's Mechadesh, this is a little bit of a Chiddush that Rava is suggesting. Rava is suggesting that so too, the Shalol Lishma could undermine the Lishma, and the case of Shalol Bizmana will be posted. I say Rava is telling us a Chiddush, because at the end of the day, the Shalol Lishma in the first case was undermining a Stam. Here, Rava is saying it undermines a lishma. Amevin Yavin, one could say in Lamdus, that we see from here that stam and lishma becomes an active din of lishma itself. It's not the pshat that stama is simply kosher, but rather stam is considered as if it's lishma mamish, and then we could create a parallel between lishma v'shaloi lishma. The Gemara continues, Amale Ravada bar Ava l'Rava dul mashani hacha de amar mehecha de lo amar. Rav Ada bar Ava gives the argument that we just discussed in giving back and forth in the Gemara. No, maybe it's different where he first says Lishma, then that's harder to undermine from Shalol Lishma. That is Vamevin Yavin, the Svara that we had mentioned before, but Rav Ada bar Ava is better than us because Rav Ada bar Ava brings a Raya. Daha la'ichlav v'shaloi la'ichlav kosher. Because we see the halacha v'achlav v'shaloi la'achlav is kosher. If you have in mind some people who are part of the carbon, or some people who can eat the carbon, and some people who can't, it's still kosher. However, kol hecha d'shachalei shaloi la'achlav l'chudei, pasul. But if you do it shaloi la'achlav alone, it's going to be pasul. V'amai ha'stama la'achlav koi. But why don't we say, but wait a second, it's stama la'achlav, and therefore the stama la'achlav should automatically counterbalance the shaloi la'achlav. Ella, what's the answer? It's not the same thing if you have stam as something positive. Ella shani hecha d'amar mehecha d'lo amar. There's a difference between the two. So too, achinami, so too over here, you can't bring a raya from the fact that shaloi lishma could undermine a stama to say that shaloi lishma could undermine even a lishma. Hachinami shani hecha d'amar, where he mamish had lishma, for the Pesach in its wrong time, which is a posel, mehecha de lo amar, where they only had a shalol lishma after a stama. Amar le, Rava says back to Rav Ada bar Ava, midi iria, bishleim hasam kam de lochar le bishchita stama vade lishma koi. No, there's a difference between the two. When it comes to shchita, then the stama is certainly lishma.
And therefore, there's no difference between stama and lishma. And the shaloi lishma could be oiker the stama. It's mamish as if it's oiker the lishma. However, I'll bring a raya that if he has kavana shaloi la'oichlov, so then we should say stama is la'oichlov, and shaloi la'oichlov should be canceled by the stama la'oichlov. Elohacha stama la'oichlov kai. Are we going to say that a stam karbe pesach is omed la'oichlov? No. When it comes to a karbe pesach and designated for a karbe pesach, then it's already stama lishma. It's on the track of l'shem pesach. However, a carbon Pesach that's just been designated for Pesach, anybody could come along and eat it. Obviously, over here, the Gemara is telling us an amazing chidush in regards to how to understand the process of lishma. There's nothing that's sending the carbon in the direction of la'eichlov, of those who could eat it. Just as well, someone who's allowed to eat the carbon pesach will eat the carbon pesach, someone who's not allowed to eat the carbon pesach will eat the pesach. It's not in the Mishnah later on, we'll describe this all the time on Pei Tesamid Aleph. That they're allowed to change who's going to eat from the Karban Pesach until the Shechita. So it's not on any track who's going to eat it. In contrast to once the Bailim set aside the status of the Karban, then the Stam Das is always for that original appointment. How you explain the Lamdus of Stam Lishma, we've alluded to some of the concepts. There are more that are lurking behind as the idea that I expressed in terms of the track that you're going on, but this, Be'ezer Hashem, is Daf Samach in Maseches Pesachim. We were able, Be'ezer Hashem, to be Miskaber, to be able to fit in and get in a little bit back into the Daf Yomi routine. And Be'ezer Hashem, I say this now that I'm home in front of my wife who just walked into the study as I concluded the Daf, it should be a Zchus for our dear brother, Meir Tzemach Ben Malka Esther.